Well, I believe we have on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, and how are you?
I am good. Thank God.
Good. Thank God. Well, you know, before we start, obviously, all of our, everyone has probably heard or thinking or and absolutely, obviously, praying for what happened yesterday in Florida.
Just to...
In that dreadful, terrible school shooting where 17 people are dead, plus many more that are injured. So obviously, we pray for the ones that have passed, their families, and the ones that are recovering. Hopefully, that they should have a full recovery. In this week's Torah portion, the people of Israel are called upon to contribute 13 materials, gold, silver, copper, blue, purple, red, goat hair, animal skins, wood, olive oil, so on and so forth. And God says to Moses, they shall make for me a sanctuary, and I shall dwell amidst them. And as the Torah goes on further, on the summit of Mount Sinai, Moses is given detailed instructions on how to construct this dwelling for God so that it could be readily dismantled, transported, and obviously reassembled quickly as the people journeyed in the desert. You know, they would stop, they have to assemble it, keep on moving, they keep on assembling it. And so it was a architectural really nightmare, but it was took a lot of talent to be able to create something so beautiful, take it down and create it again.
Use it again, yeah.
Instantly, the exact same, right? Obviously, we know that in the sanctuary, in the chamber, there was the curtains, there was the ark containing the tablets. On the ark covers the two winged cherubim. They were made out of pure gold. And then we had the menorah, and then we had the table, which upon them was the showbread, which was shown. Now, it's interesting because it says, you know, sages tell us, Maseh Avot Siman Labanim.
Yeah.
That the stories related to us about our forefathers serve as a sign for the children. And this means that the Torah is not merely a compilation of, you know, fascinating stories, but as the Zohar says, the word Torah stems from the word hora'ah, guidance and teaching. Guidance and teaching for us today as well. As we said in the parsha, we learn about the construction of the Mishkan. And the walls, as it says in the Torah, were made of shittim wood, which is cedar wood. Now Rashi asks a very simple but very fascinating question. From where did they have the shittim wood in the wilderness? There's no trees in the desert, in the wilderness. Maybe in Israel, they're so ingenious people, they're able to create the desert into something that is not doesn't look like a desert.
Yeah.
But in the wilderness, in those times, where did they get the shittim wood from? And the answer to this question was given by Rabbi Tanhuma, which is in the Medrash, and he says that our forefather Jacob foresaw through divine inspiration that the Jews were destined to build a Mishkan, a tabernacle in the wilderness. He therefore bought shittim trees with him when he descended to Egypt, planted them there, and he commanded his sons to take them when they would depart from Egypt. Now, if you think about this, this is really amazing. 210 years passed from the time Jacob arrived in Egypt until the departure of the Jewish people. Then they schlepped this timber with them, crossing the sea with it. Couldn't old Yaakov, think of some better advice to give his children? They're running out of Egypt. This is the thing they need to take with them. All the gold, the silver, as well as then this wood, trees, heavy stuff. In fact, the Gemara, the Talmud says, that although in the wilderness, the Jews lived on manna from heaven in the desert. That's what they got, right?
Yeah.
At times, they would also purchase items from the Targayakum, which is the Gentile peddlers that were there. So if so, why was it necessary for Yaakov to plant trees and instruct his children to carry them out of Egypt? Couldn't they have arranged with the peddler to bring them lumber to purchase? And we see, no, Yaakov, he made them bring it out. And he made them bring it out over 200 years. Why couldn't we have a miracle descent? Now, in every generation, the popular dream and goal of young people is to construct their own new home. Right? We want everything new. We want everything modern. We want everything where it should fit into society. Often, the younger, the later generation becomes accustomed to modern ideas and ideals. And to demonstrate their so-called progress, they bring their modern ideas and ideals into their home, and so in so doing, they manage to detach ourselves from the ways of the Torah. And Yaakov knew that. Jacob saw that. And by telling us of the antique boards prepared by Yaakov, Jacob, to take into Egypt, to plant them into Egypt, to bring them out, the Torah is teaching us that a true Jewish home should reflect the styles, the tradition and heritage of our forefathers. That we have to emulate the spirit that prevailed in the home of our ancestors. And when we do that, we create a miniature sanctuary in our home, which God wants to dwell. Now, people are going to say, well, generations have changed, the time has changed, the world has changed, technology, so on and so forth. Now, no one is saying that you're not supposed to mix modern 21st century ideas into the world. But we have to incorporate and make sure they become part of Torah. Not that they take over Torah. Torah is the prominent force. But we take that and we apply that. And we make that our iPhones and our Apple Android and this and that and whatever it's going to be. Our Wi-Fi thermostat and the lot, whatever. That we incorporate that it enables us to be able to serve God better. We make it part of our lives. We do not forget the stories. We do not forget the life. We do not forget the self-sacrifice that our avot, our fathers and mothers had, because it says, Maser avot siman lebanim. The stories related to us by our forefathers, by our foremothers, are a sign for us to be able to continue on in that way of life. And by doing that, obviously we'll be able to bring light and peace into the world. Now, everyone knows in 2.5, 3 weeks, something like, no, less. Somewhere around there. March 1st is Purim.
Yeah.
Which is a Thursday. Wednesday night starts Purim. So Wednesday night we have Megillah reading with Hamantashen. We have a service at 7 o'clock in the Shar Chapel. We're going to be reading the Megillah, and kids come and they dress up, so on and so forth. And then we have our big Purim party for the whole community. It's Thursday, March 1st. 5 o'clock, we're going to have Megillah reading. At 5:30, we have a dinner plus a spectacular entertainer that is going to be coming. And this year's theme for Purim is going to be Purim in Italy, an Italian-style Purim. So obviously, we're going to have an Italian full dinner, amazing dessert, crafts for the kids, prizes for every kid that comes dressed up, an amazing entertainer. If you didn't hear the Megillah yet, we're going to read the Megillah then as well. That's going to be March 1st at 5 o'clock. Please call to RSVP. Please Windsor. Please email windsorrabbi@gmail.com for RSVP. $20 the adult, $12-year-old child and under is free due to a wonderful sponsor. We also have sponsorship from the Jewish Windsor Endowment Fund. They have taken a part and sponsored some of the Purim festivities. So it is a community event, and we encourage everyone to come. Beautiful.
That's great. And what about services?
We have services Friday evening at 5:45. Shabbat morning is at 9:30. Sunday morning is at 8:15, followed by a breakfast. And we have, and then we have Monday and Thursday. We have service at 7:15 in the Paratat. And today is Rosh Chodesh Adar, the first day of Adar. It says, Misha Nichnas Adar.
Marbim Besimcha.
So today, we have to be joyous. Because as it says, the first day of Adar, the first day of this month, brings in happiness.
That's it.
So we have to go out, go sing, go dance, go do whatever you want. Just be happy.
That's it. Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, you too.
And dry and beautiful weekend.
Yes, and I look forward to talking next week.
God willing.
Be well.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.